This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
She says, unfortunately, I can no longer attend your wedding. I wish you all the best on your big day. She made it sound like I was just some random person on the street. It was so crazy. She was so excited for us. So then it was just such a confusing time when she decided to not come.
What's a girl to do when one of your close friends texts you that she can no longer attend your wedding out of the blue? Welcome to season 8, episode 16 of the Breakup Breakdown. I'm your host and lead relationship PI, Abby Murphy. And this week, our guest says her close friend shot her a text that she was bailing on her wedding and she had no idea why. And if you're wondering where we get these breakup stories from, I accept submissions via form in the episode description. So if you've got something you want to submit, head on down there. We don't care where it comes from, just as long as we can get a good lesson along the way and some tea, of course. And as always, if you want to jump to a certain part of the interview, timestamps are in the episode description. Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome back to another episode of the Breakup Breakdown. This week, we've got an interview from someone who says she invited her close friend to get ready with her on her wedding day, and then 3 months before, homegirl just canceled. So why? But before we get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence organization just to raise more awareness. And this week we are shouting out Family Violence Prevention Services in San Antonio, Texas. They've expanded their services over the last 47 years, and they're able to offer residential and non-residential client shelter, transitional housing, counseling for adults, children, families, and legal services. For more details, head on over to the episode description. Okay, so into this week's submission, because it has been a hot second since we've had a friendship breakup on the podcast, but we love them when they come around. So this week's submission comes from someone who said that they had been friends with this person for 7 years. She said that this person was one of her best friends and even helped her husband make his plan to propose, decorated her entire apartment to celebrate the engagement. And then she had actually asked her to get ready with her on her wedding day because she wasn't planning on doing a bridal party. So she's just like, I just want all my friends there so we can do makeup and hair and all that fun stuff. So this person agreed and was like, yep, can't wait. Gonna be a great time. And then a few months before the wedding, she texted her and said that she could no longer attend and provided no apology or explanation whatsoever. Obviously, I heard this and I was like, oh my God, what happened? It totally piqued my curiosity. So if you want to know what happens too, stick around because we're about to break down this week's breakup.
Yeah, so it was funny. We ended up meeting a couple different ways. So we were in college together and I had actually met her through a mutual friend. So we had hung out a couple times together, gone to the bars together or something like that, maybe drinking. I don't even know if we were 21 yet, but it was like pretty early college days. So I already knew of her. And then we ended up both being resident assistants. So my second year as a RA, she actually got moved into my building. So that's when we actually started hanging out a lot more. And then because we had a mutual friend, like the three of us would hang out together a lot. So that's how I actually like really started getting to know her well. And I think I just really liked, she was just like so fun to be around. I thought she was like very funny and smart, and she just loved to laugh, and she was just like easy to be around. And so like the fact that she already knew a mutual friend of mine too, just like everything clicked really easily.
Okay, cool. So how long were you guys friends? And at what point in the friendship did you start to notice that maybe there were some red flags or something kind of iffy happening?
So I think we were friends for about 7 years. We really started getting close together when we were working together. And then she ended up graduating a year before me. So then we didn't really talk as much when she was graduated because I was still in school. We reconnected after I graduated. I ended up living near her. So we reconnected again. There was kind of like maybe like a year there where it was like we like maybe texted but weren't hanging out as much. But yeah, we really reconnected after I graduated again. And nothing really like stood out to me at first, like not really until like all of this started happening and I was reflecting on our relationship a little bit, like, but it would just be really little things. Like sometimes she could be a little flaky, like if it was raining or like she was like, I didn't sleep well. Like she definitely had like a couple times where she might like cancel on something the day of, but like we were just such close friends that I didn't really like ever think twice about it. I was like, okay, girl, like, I get it. Like, some days it's just not gonna work. So it was like maybe something really small like that. One of the things that I did really notice after thinking about this whole situation again is that she always had somebody in her life that was like somebody she had beef with at any given time. So usually it was like, maybe it was like her coworker or her boss. And I'm like, okay, girl, like, I get that. Like, everyone usually has someone at work that maybe they don't like love or they like love to talk crap about. So that was normal. She did like always have not a great relationship with her mom. So it was either always like someone at work, her mom, her and her cousin argued a lot. And this should have been the biggest red flag to me, but she actually did have another friend breakup.
Oh.
So in that situation, I only was getting her side of the story. So I was like, damn, that's crazy. That sucks. But yeah, she pretty much was just like, you're a flake and I don't want to be friends with you anymore. And she
Wow.
was like, so yeah, I didn't think too much about it. I was just like, that's crazy, but I don't know. It never struck me as a red flag in that moment. And it's just crazy, like being on the other end of being like, I ended up being the person that, like, I don't know, it was just like the person in her life that she needed to get rid of. But like, it ended up being so traumatic for me. And yeah, I was just like, wow, this makes so much sense now, like looking back on it.
Okay, so let's get into that. So you guys are friends for 7 years and your friendship has come to an end. How did we get to that place?
It ends up being like such a long timeline. So, unfortunately, I think where a lot of this stuff goes wrong, and I think a lot of women probably have a similar like experience, is I got engaged. She even knew my fiance was going to propose. Like, this is how like close we were. So, her and our other mutual friend, my fiance had talked to them and explained he was going to propose. They kind of talked him through like some ideas and helped him with that. She and my other friend went there. They literally decorated my apartment. So my fiance and I were living there at the time, like we were living together. So they decorated our apartment when we got back from vacation. Like, it was so cute. They like put up a bunch of like tea lights and decorations for us. I was like, wow, I have really great friends. And it was really nice. I texted them, of course, like right after the proposal happened. So they seemed happy for me. Everything was great. A couple weeks later, we go to a concert together. It's four girls. One of them is like this mutual friend. So it's my friend that I broke up with, our mutual friend, and then another girl. So there's four of us. It's not like anyone's third wheeling or anything. So whatever, we have a good night. I don't think anything about it. And then a couple weeks later, my mutual friend tells me that she had had a phone conversation with her and she felt like she was excluded or like we were getting along too well. Like we had been drinking a lot and it was like one of those shows where you're on the lawn. And so we were kind of just like drinking, dancing. We were just like having a fun time, but it wasn't like she was third wheeling. There was four of us. We're all like together the whole night. Like no one wandered off and like excluded anybody. But I guess that bothered her that me and like our other friend were like having too much fun. And I think it was because me and my other friend knew like the music artist better. And it was really weird because that was the first time I had seen her in person after I got engaged. And so it's just like, why did this randomly start bothering you? If anything, I always felt like the third wheel because they actually knew each other since high school. Like I was kind of the newer like person in this like friend group because I didn't come in until college. They had known each other since before that. So I thought that was weird, but I didn't really think about it because her interaction with me never changed. We're in a group chat. I probably see her at least once a month. Which is a lot because in the area we live, it's like between two very decent sized cities and like it's like 20 like miles turns into 2 hours like trying to see somebody. So we were really good about trying to see each other frequently. So I heard about that from our mutual friend and I was like, that's really weird. Why would she feel excluded? I don't know why that would bother her. She didn't say anything to me, nothing like changed in like how we interacted. We ended up going on vacation together, went on a friend vacation together, like eight people. She was there, our mutual friend was there. So that's the only thing that I had known before she canceled on the wedding. That was weird.
When did she cancel on your wedding from the timeline of you getting engaged? Because I'm making an educated guess that maybe the engagement had something to do with it.
So engaged July. We were married in August. She texted me in April, like the end of April. So it was about like 3 months before. The crazy thing is, I was trying to be like, chill girl, like I'm a chill girl. We didn't do bridal parties. We wanted to save money. We didn't, it was just too much extra work. I just thought it was easier to just have a best man and a maid of honor. And it was our own, like, it was our family members. No one was excluded. Like, it was just a lot easier. So I had asked her to get ready with me the day of. And same with my our like mutual friend. I even offered to pay for her and her significant other's room the night before because it was like an hour and a half out of the way. So I was like, okay, if she has to spend the night before to get ready with me the morning of, they have to drive separately, and like that's kind of annoying. And she's not in the bridal party, so she doesn't have to do any of this, but I just wanted her to like be there for me that morning. So she had agreed to it. She's literally said, I'm counting down the days to your wedding in January. I mean, she decorated my apartment. She was so excited for us. So then it was just such a confusing time where she was when she decided to not come.
Was there a bachelorette party or any kind of pre-wedding festivities?
My maid of honor ended up being my cousin, and so she lived super far away at the time. So we were like, you know what, to make it easier for everybody, we're just going to do the bachelorette party the weekend before the wedding. So that was always the plan. We didn't have like a date set yet, but I told him, I was like, I really want my maid of honor to like not have to like do two cross-country flights just for one party. So we were just going to do it the week before. My maid of honor was going to stay with me, and then have her saying that she wasn't going to come happened way before the bachelorette party.
Okay, so she sends you a text in April. What does this text say?
She made it sound like I was just some random person on the street. It was so crazy. She says, "Unfortunately, I can no longer attend your wedding. I wish you all the best on your big day."
That's
Like,
it.
that was it. And I was out with my fiance and some of his friends. And have you ever like been in a situation where like you read a text message and you're like, I was not mentally prepared to like read that right now, and I'm just zoning out. I'm like in shock. The way that she worded it was so weird. I was like, is she dying? Did something happen? Who words it like that? She didn't even apologize. So I was like, what is going on? I was literally in shock. I was trying to go through all the ways that that would even make sense. Because keep in mind too, like even after I noticed some things were weird, we literally still were texting, keeping up with each other. We still saw each other at least once a month at the bare minimum, and we're like texting each other in between. So it was like I had no idea that anything was off about our relationship. So for her to just send me this text message, I'm like, who died? Like if, and if someone died, why does that affect something that's happening 3 months from now? Like it's
Yeah.
so I'm so confused.
I have three follow-up questions to that. The first is, what was your text exchange before she sent that text? You
Let
guys talking
me
about like,
see.
oh, that pizza was so good at the restaurant.
So normally when we would text, we had a three-person group chat with me, her, and our mutual friend. It was called Holy Trinity. Normally when we would lend each other life updates or like complain about random things during the day, normally it would be in that group chat. So there's not that much with her and I. But the last text that we had, it was the prior month, and she had RSVP'd to the wedding. She
Stop.
RSVP'd to the wedding that she was coming, and you get a notification on your phone when someone RSVPs. So I saw as soon as she RSVP'd, I said, like, thanks for RSVPing. I'm so glad you can make it. I said, I was bummed I didn't get to see you yesterday. So I don't know what's happening, but like, that's the thing too. Clearly, I have plans to see her consistently and we talk consistently. And I just said, we'll see you Saturday. How have you been? So I didn't see her one day, but I had plans to see her very soon after that. And then she was just like, yeah, I'm just busy with work. And then I had asked her a follow-up question and she never responded. But I just didn't think about it because she just said she was busy with work and she was just like, yeah, a lot of stuff's going on. I had texted her and it was 9:22 p.m. and she never ended up responding. So I was just like, whatever. She said she was busy with work. She said a lot of stuff's going on. I didn't even think about it. So
What was your last in-person?
the last time I had texted her and she didn't respond was March 7th. And then that is around our mutual friend's birthday. Our mutual friend was having, she was going to have a St. Patrick's Day party, like brunch at her house. Her house ended up, her basement flooded.
Oh my
So
God.
that was canceled. So I guess that's why I texted her, like, she RSVP'd. I was like, oh, sad I didn't get to see you today. But that Saturday was also mutual friend's birthday party. So no St. Patty's Day, but I had plans to see her that weekend for our friend's birthday. I did end up seeing her on our friend's birthday, and I didn't get to talk to her too much because she came a little bit late, so I didn't really talk to her then. And then there was a lot of people there, and we ended up going to dinner afterwards, but I just didn't sit next to her, so I didn't get to talk to her a lot. But that I did see her the month before this text at our friend's birthday party.
The bottom line is everything seems fine. Your in-person interactions and within that month are totally fine. There's no big blow up. There's normal conversation within the text messages, Love Island, coffee, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So she sends you that text. You're out with your fiance. What do you say back to her?
Immediately, I just kind of like get tunnel vision. Like, I kind of start zoning out because I'm so confused. I text her like 3 hours later and I just said, "Sorry, can I ask why? That's really surprising and upsetting. I envision getting ready together and enjoying the date with you there. Hope everything is okay." So I replied to her a few hours later. She doesn't respond. I wait an entire week. She literally sends me that. I reply and I was like, "Can I ask why?" I was just so confused. She doesn't respond to me for a whole week. A week later, I call her. She doesn't answer. I leave her a voicemail. Another week goes by and I text her. I was just so confused. I'm like, okay, you're not telling me that something's wrong in our relationship, right? So I'm like, I'm assuming something's wrong on your end with your life that you would like cancel on your really good friend's wedding and not explain why. I'm talking to my fiance and he's like, you have to assume nothing's wrong if she's not telling you that anything's wrong. And I just kind of had like a bad feeling about it. And this is where, this is really where I messed up too, because I was so distraught, and I won't advise anyone to do this. Don't ever go to Reddit and ask people for advice on your problems, because literally everyone was like, "You're a fucking bad friend. You're a terrible person. Her boyfriend could have murdered her." And I'm like, "No, I don't know." I was just like, I texted her twice and I called her. Literally, what else am I supposed to do? This girl's obviously ignoring me. At this point, too, I did reach out to our mutual friend and I was like, "Hey, I don't know if she talked to you about this, but she said she's not coming to the wedding and she didn't tell me why." And she was like, "I had no idea she wasn't gonna come. She didn't tell me that." She was like, "Let me text her and I'll just let you know if she responds to me." And I think she did get a response from her, but it was just something, it wasn't like a long conversation or anything. She was just like, "Hey, hope you're doing well." And she was like, "Yeah, I'm fine. Just have a lot going on in life." It wasn't anything, a long conversation, but she did get a response. My friend did get a response from her, but I have not been.
Does she ever at any point explain to you why she backed out of the wedding?
It takes a long time.
How long are we talking? So she doesn't come to the wedding.
I texted her twice. So I text, called, text, nothing. This is gonna sound so unhinged, but I didn't know what else to do. And she didn't tell me anything was wrong. I go to her apartment because what if something happened, right? Or I don't know, but you're not telling me anything. So I get a box of Sour Patch Kids. I write a little note and I'm like, "Hey, I hope you're cool. I hope everything's fine." And then I said something about how a Love Island couple that we love broke up. And I was like, "I'm really sad." I go and I knock on her door. No answer. I hang it on the door handle. It's literally just like one of the miniest, like smallest gift baskets. And then I send her a photo of it the next day and I was like, "Hey, like, don't know if you're home, but I just left this for you the other day. I hope everything's okay because you haven't told me what the hell's going on."
Yeah.
And this is so crazy how long this dragged on, because she replies to me and she doesn't even address literally like canceling on the wedding. Well, she said, "Thank you for reaching out all this time and for the gift. I'm okay. I'm trying to work and focus on myself. I'm doing okay though." So I'm thinking, okay, whatever is going on, maybe it's something personal and it doesn't have to do with me at all, because you're not telling me that that's the reason. I was like, "Of course, I was starting to get worried about you because you hadn't re responded, and I'm glad to hear you're doing okay. We should try to catch up soon." And she says, "Thank you." I'm like, "All right, you're not telling me anything's wrong." So I feel like this is how it shows that like I was really good friends with her, because I feel like normally if you were not this good friends with someone, you would just be like, "All right, F this person. You're clearly being weird. Why would I keep trying to talk to you?" So then she just says, "Thank you," nothing for 3 weeks. So finally I'm like, "Are we not gonna address like the elephant in the room right now? This is so weird." I reached out and I was just like, "Hey, how are things?" I said, "I really wanted to meet up with you, but I just like can't get over the fact." I was like, "You canceled on the wedding, you didn't apologize, and you offered no explanation. Is that something that we can talk about?" And then she responded and she just said that she said she's not coming because she doesn't think we've had a friendship in a long time. The gaslighting that like she was trying to do, it was just, I couldn't believe it. You helped my fiance plan to propose. You came to check on our cat. You decorated our apartment. Then we went on vacation together. My mutual friend and I made her a custom, this was her first apartment. We made her a custom cookbook using Canva with like our little faces all over it, our favorite recipes. It was a really nice printed cookbook gift. She had invited me to her birthday party, her birthday brunch that was like literally a few months before that. So I was like, why are you saying that we're not friends? I felt like I was going fucking insane. I don't understand why you're saying that we haven't been friends.
How did you respond to that?
I took my mom's advice and I waited a long time because I really wanted to like think about what to say because I was just like, maybe she blocked me because she doesn't want to like hear what I have to say, or maybe she just like doesn't care. Maybe she likes the fact that this is like hurting my feelings or something. So I was just like, let me really think about it. I waited about a week, maybe like 10 days. It was at least a week. And then I responded to her and I basically just said, why didn't you say this when you first texted me? Because when you first texted that you're not coming, you said, I can no longer come, which is different than saying, I don't want to come because I don't think we're friends. Like you saying, I can no longer come is just me being like, that makes me think something happened and like you're physically unable to go. You're not being honest with me. Like we've literally been friends for so long and you're just not telling me. Like, you literally agreed to get ready with me on my wedding day. And now you're just like, I can no longer come. Why did you make me go through all of this anguish for 3 months practically trying to get a response from you just for you to tell me, yeah, I don't really want to go because I don't think we're friends? That's fucking news to me. Why wouldn't you say? I was like, why didn't you say this when you said you couldn't come? I said, in January, you said you were counting down the days and you were really excited. And then I said, you know, it's not fair to say we haven't been friends. And I sent her a list of five things that was not even within the year, like just within the past, last couple months of like things that we had done together or like things that you would do with your friends, birthdays, like the Christmas gift, like we went skiing together, so many things. I hung out with this girl all the time. Yeah, I just said, you know, like initiating a conversation would have been the right thing to do, but you just canceled with no explanation. And I said, I hope you can reflect on how unkind your actions are and learn to have grace for other people in your life moving forward.
Ooh.
And she never responded. And I've
Yeah.
never fucking seen her since.
Did she continue a relationship with the other friend in your little trio? Because I'm curious if it was like a complete isolation where she just like went MIA or if it was a you thing.
Long story short, no, she's not friends with her anymore. When I told our mutual friend, I was like, hey, this is happening. I don't know if you know what's going on with her, like, or why. And she was like, let me text her. And like I said before, she just got a very minimal response from her. And she was like, okay, that's kind of weird, but maybe she is going through something. And then later, my friend texted me and she was like, I don't think she's going through something because she's been working out every day. And I was like, okay, maybe that's how she copes with things. Like, I don't know. And then my friend removed her from Apple Fitness. The girl who my friendship breakup was with, she removed our mutual friend from like the Apple Fitness thing.
Oh my God.
So I was like, this is getting really petty and she's not telling me why. And I'm so confused. I wasn't trying to get our mutual friend really involved and wrapped up in the drama. So I like wasn't constantly updating her about what was going on because I knew I had the context that at the concert, like months and months before, she had been bothered by me and her being so close. So I was like, I don't want it to feel like it's me and our other friend ganging up on her. I was like, I'll update her if she asks or like something weird happens, but I was like, I'm not gonna like constantly talk about it with her because I just like felt like it was gonna be like heightening the drama that I like did, and I didn't want that to be the situation. But after I went to her apartment, I left something at her door. I did text our mutual friend and I was like, okay, you're gonna think I'm crazy, but she isn't telling me anything's wrong. So I just stopped by and I left this at her door. And she goes, wait, you haven't heard from her yet? I go, no, have you? And so, yeah, she had texted our mutual friend and was like, hey, I miss you so much. Can we meet up? I was like, wow. I was like, are you going to meet up with her? And she said, it's a really bad time with me for work right now. I'm really busy. And she goes, I don't want her to do to me what she did to the friend, the other friend who I told you at the beginning of the story that she cut things off with. They literally went to dinner and she like broke up with her there, basically. Like,
Oh, her first friendship breakup, she did in person.
yeah, she did.
So she
So
is capable of a conversation.
she is. But so this is my theory, is that like for like the situation with me and like her canceling on the wedding, I don't think she feels that she has any explanation to give, reasonable explanation to give to me if I ask, why did you behave that way? I don't think she has a good reason for it. Versus our friend, she might just be like, yeah, I'm not feeling it anymore. My friend never responded to her. She was just like, I'm really busy with work right now, and I don't want to drive an hour just for her to tell me that I'm a terrible person, basically.
Why did she think that your ex-friend thought she was a terrible person and didn't want to be friends with her?
Because that's what she did to the first girl that she was just like, she knew what she was doing to me with canceling on the wedding. She saw that. And then she knew that she had removed her from Apple Fitness, and she was like, something effing weird's going on. And she was like, if she really wants to try to meet up, she'll reach out to me again. And she never reached out to her again.
Oh my
So
God.
I was like, okay, so that kind of confirms your suspicions, right? She was only meeting up with you to tell you that she didn't want to be friends with you anymore. Why would you offer that to her and not to me? It was, I feel like, the more hurtful thing, because you canceled on like a really special, like important day in my life that I had invited you to. So I feel like if anything, like you owe me the in-person explanation. But I think because like it was so high stakes and like she knew that she was in the wrong for doing that, I don't think she wanted to see me in person, because I don't think she could handle me asking her the question, you know, this was fucked up. So why did you do that? I think she did offer to meet with our other friend, but I think our other friend was just like, I think she kind of saw the writing on the walls a little bit and was like, if she really wants to meet with me, she'll either try to call me or she'll ask me again. She's just like, I don't have the mental energy to like deal with this kind of behavior right now. She'll reach out to me if she really wants to keep our friendship alive. She'll reach out to me again. And she never did.
Oh my God.
No.
So your theory is just that she was just over the friendship for whatever reason.
I think it was a couple things. I think she was kind of a little bit of like a needy friend. I'm someone who I'm like, girl, you don't have to like text me for like 5 months. And like the next time I see you, I'll literally be so excited to see you. Like, I just get that like life is busy and it just like never really, like, I don't take it personally. And like, I think all honestly too, like getting into your late 20s, people's lives change a lot. And I think like people's expectations of friendships differ greatly between different people. Some people have really stressful jobs and like don't have time to be on, I can't text you all day. I'm literally work, like, I don't have a job that like lets me be on my phone. Or different things like that.
Yeah, no, I just thought, I was wondering what your theory was, because I think everyone kind of maybe deep down has, especially when you like put the pieces together, whether you think maybe it was like a jealousy thing because you got engaged and maybe your other friend got engaged and it was hard for her to be around you, or like you said, she was really needy and you couldn't fulfill those needs. It's very easy, I think, for people to villainize you on the other side.
So another layer of this is that she has been in a relationship for about 8 years now. Or 7 years. Her relationship started when in 2019. So it was about like 7 years. A lot of people that I've talked to about, like, I think I told you, like, I don't like saying it's a jealousy thing, because I think that's just like an easy cop out for a lot of people to just be like, oh, she's just jealous of me. But I do feel as though a lot of this started after I got engaged, and her relationship was definitely like longer than mine. Every time I had talked to her about it, she was like, no, like she was getting her master's. He was like saving money living at home. It was just like, whatever, it worked for them. So I was like, if you like it, I love it, whatever works for you guys. But I think it was two things. I think she didn't like that I got engaged. Our mutual friend has another friend that both of them know, and they had met, and she was recounting the vacation that we all took. And she heard my ex-friend say, yeah, during the Mexico trip, was just talking about herself a lot. And I was like, that was also one of the first times that she had seen me after I got engaged. And on that trip, To add to the damage, another couple was getting engaged.
Oh no.
But we did already know about it. Like there was plans for him to propose, and like we all talked about it and we're like, hey, is everyone cool with this? Like, and it was gonna happen on the last day. So it wasn't gonna be like a distraction from like the whole trip. So we're like, yeah, do it. Like, that's awesome. I was just like, was I talking about myself a lot, or did anything that I say piss you off? I really just feel like that's what it was. I think it was me getting engaged, and I think it was that me and our other mutual friend were like also really close. But it doesn't, that part still confuses me though, because usually every time that like we would see each other, we would always try to plan things for the three of us. It almost rarely ever was like any one of us hanging out without the other person. And if it was, it was always an invitation to everyone. And then maybe someone was like, oh, that day doesn't work for me. So then like maybe two of us would just hang out. So it's so weird. I just, and like I said earlier, I was like, if anything, you guys knew each other before I knew either of you. So it was like, I felt like the one who didn't, who was kind of like the outsider, I guess. I didn't grow up in the state. Like I'd met you guys through college. I don't know all the people you talk to when you reminisce about certain things or certain places. I've never been there before. I'm kind of like sometimes just sit there and smile because I'm like, I don't know. But yeah, I think it was a fiance thing. And I think it was me and our other friend getting close. And it's just such a shame because I'm like, I mean, I told her in like my last message to her, I was like, I really thought we would be like lifelong friends. So I'm just like so confused how you could like behave this way. I'm like, you couldn't even make up an excuse to like not be there the morning. Like, you couldn't even come to the wedding and just like make an excuse to be like, yeah, being there that morning doesn't make sense for me. Did you like hate me? I'm so confused. I'm like, did you hate me this whole time? It's just like so disorienting and really weird.
Well, it's also devastating, and I think it's a really common thing for women to say, I'm fine, everything's fine, no, there's no beef, and deep down there's resentment or maybe it's jealousy or something they don't recognize as jealousy, and it's just easier instead of dealing with those feelings and having an uncomfortable conversation than to just send you a text and go, yeah, I don't want to go to the wedding, bye. And then nobody has to quote unquote become the villain or there doesn't have to be any kind of conflict. It's just, I'm going to bow out because I don't know how to deal with this emotionally.
To be fair, she's been in therapy as long as I've ever known her. And like, I knew she had like a lot of anxiety, like issues, and I knew she had a bad relationship with her mom. So I was always like, whatever, like maybe she'll just have some bad days. And like I said before, she could be kind of, when you have someone who's a really good friend, you just kind of feel like you want to accept them as it is. I'm not going to hold that against you. No one's perfect. So it's like, if someone can't go to something and it like kind of is like disappointing, I like you as a friend enough to just know that. That might be the case, and I'm like willing to like look past it. It's the same thing with like a romantic partner. Like you just kind of like accept your friends for their flaws. So I just like never thought that it would be something so malicious that like I don't know, if anything, like I could totally just have seen it playing out like she just made an excuse to not be there the morning of and like just came to the wedding and then like slowly kind of faded out of like my life a little bit. Like, at least that way she wouldn't have like been in like the getting ready pictures. If like if she knew deep down like she really like wasn't happy for me. And I think it's sad because I let it ruin, not ruin, but like I like lost sleep over it. Like during the wedding planning process, I would just be like, she's not telling me what's wrong. What is the line of what I'm supposed to do and like me being a good friend and being like, how many times do I reach out to you? I literally felt so unhinged going to her place. But if you're not telling me anything is wrong and you just canceled on my wedding and didn't say why, if I had to cancel on her wedding, I would be calling her. I would be like, girl, I'm so sorry. I have tried to rework this in every situation. I have tried every scenario to possibly be there and I can't and I feel terrible. But like, she just texted me like I was some fucking random person. I think she liked me begging for a response for 3 months. I kind of hate that I like gave that to her, but also at the same time, when I can like walk away from the situation being like, I assumed positive intent and like I didn't like act maliciously, I'm like, okay, I stayed true to like my character. So I feel like stupid for like giving you like the fucking benefit of the doubt, but I mean, I guess I like was true to myself through that situation. So.
Yeah, you also know that you did everything that you could. And it makes me wonder because you brought up the whole therapy thing. And I think sometimes, and we'll say this about people like, well, they're in therapy or they're trying to deal with it. But like, even though somebody is a therapist, that doesn't give them a license to just behave however they want. And I sometimes wonder if people have these kinds of therapists that give them permission to overly protect their peace And it makes you curious if she has some woman named Cheryl on the other end of her Zoom screen or in a therapist's office being like, well, if you really think you're gonna like not be able to handle being there on your friend's wedding day, maybe you just tell your friend that you can't come ready, or if you think you're gonna ruin the wedding, don't go to the wedding. And it becomes so much of protecting your peace that it becomes a relationship ruiner.
Yeah, let me in there, Cheryl. You need to hear my side of the story, and you need to hold her accountable because you're not being a good therapist if you're not like actually only getting one side of the story. So I need Cheryl to hear my side of the story.
No, and like the way your friends will, or ex-friends or whatever, will talk about you in therapy. Like I
Oh
remember I
yeah.
got into like a heated fight with somebody, and she started talking about my friendship style or friendship love language as if she was a therapist. She's like, I know, you have mommy issues. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, where? Don't bring my mom into this. Like, what are you talking
People
about?
weaponizing therapy speak is like such a phenomenon that we need to talk about. And it's just like, just because you go to therapy and like can use words, that doesn't mean that you're, it's almost like you're trying to manipulate somebody and just being like, no, I really need to protect my peace. Also, part of friendship is like being inconvenienced. That's really part of who I am as a friend and being like, I'm probably like the least flaky friend you'll ever meet. I'll literally be like cussing on my way driving to you, being like, why did I say I was gonna do this today? But I literally like I think I can count on one hand like the amount of times I've ever canceled on my friends ever, even when I'm hungover and I can't go, or I have $5 and I can only buy one small French fry like when we go to this dinner. I mean, different friends have different priorities. It's just so weird to look back on, and it's sad when you have friends who you only have like a certain amount of friends who you go through certain things with. So like I feel like to give up those relationships is a lot. Like for me, where I grew up, I don't live there anymore. I don't have people in my hometown that I stay in contact with. I live somewhere else. I can, of course, build memories with other people, but I'm just like, your insecurity was so bad that you were willing to throw away not only my relationship with her, but our mutual friend's relationship with her too. Her 30th birthday is coming up, and I'm like, not to be mean, but I hope it's really fucking lame. And I hope the people there make you reflect on being like, wow, I cut some people out of my life that maybe I shouldn't have.
Or they start inviting people that you guys used to talk shit about. And it's like, wait a second.
You're like, wait, I thought you didn't like her, but now that it's convenient for you,
Yeah, but now you need them. Well,
now they're there.
it's sad. I think we have too low of a threshold for canceling people. And I think the older that I get, the more I realize we are all really, really fucked up. And people are gonna hurt you and they're not gonna mean to. You're gonna let these people into your life and they will hurt you at some point. And I think you sometimes have to go through some of these experiences to realize somebody can do X, Y, and Z to me or behave X, Y, and Z way, but everybody will do that to you. Like, there's no unicorn person out there who's not going to push your buttons or accidentally hurt your feelings or gossip about you while they were drunk, that kind of thing. I feel like you're in a place, and it sounds like your other friends are in a place where it's like, we're adults. Let's talk about it and move past it. Instead of doing the childish thing where you just cut them off because it's uncomfortable and you think there's going to be this magical fairy tale group of friends that are never going to inconvenience you or hurt you.
People aren't perfect, and the only thing that you can do is be honest with people, if something's bothering you. And I mean, like, I couldn't force her to be honest with me, especially when she's not even willing to have a conversation with me face to face. So, like, I mean, I've had this like lesson before from like a really bad breakup, and it's just sometimes you can't always get the closure that you want from somebody, and sometimes people aren't willing to be honest with you. She didn't care about our friendship enough to give us the opportunity to like talk about that, and just decided to give me some really vague reason why she wasn't coming and have me agonizing in confusion for 3 months before the wedding. It was honestly just really cruel, and there was literally no reason for it. And so I think it's just like figure out who matters to you enough in your life that you're like willing to have like tough conversations with. And I think a lot in your 20s too, people have jobs and people move away, and like the like friendships that you have like really change a lot like during this time of your life. And it's like, do you care about this person enough to like maintain that relationship? And if you don't, like, can you at least owe them the decency to like tell them that or like explain why? I mean, everyone handles like things differently. So, I mean, I don't know if I like believe in karma, but I think definitely like, I think she knows it was wrong And I think like people can only run from things for so long. First, it was this other girl who like she had a friendship breakup with when I was her friend. And then it was me. And then it was my other friend because my other friend didn't respond to her text. How many times can you do that until you like things catch up with people if you're just like avoiding like the root cause of it? As much as I would love a real apology from her, I think her ego is a little big and she'll never admit that she was wrong. You have to learn to be okay with that, even though it feels like your soul's getting ripped out of your body. But I think that's one of the best things you can do to literally just move on with your life. You just have to like understand that like sometimes people won't give you an answer and you have to learn how you're gonna live with that and then just move on.
My friend Rebecca from the Personality Hires podcast is joining me on Thursday for the breakdown bonus. Believe it or not, we've had some conflict in our friendship, and I feel like we've handled it pretty successfully. And I'll tell you the one thing that Rebecca did in the midst of it that I think most people aren't doing, and I think it's the reason we're still able to be friends even when we have little hiccups or tiffs. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.